What if the price of beauty was your ability to think for yourself? In a future where turning 16 means trading your unique face for government-approved perfection, Scott Westerfeld's Uglies asks us to consider whether we'd make that bargain. This isn't just another dystopian fantasy. It's a mirror held up to our own world of Instagram filters, cosmetic procedures, and the relentless pressure to conform to impossible standards. The novel follows Tally Youngblood as she counts down to her mandatory transformation from ugly to pretty, only to discover that the surgery does far more than change her face. What begins as a coming-of-age story about friendship and belonging becomes a chilling exploration of how societies control their citizens, not through force, but through the seductive promise of perfection. Picture a city divided by a river. On one side, teenagers with natural faces live in drab dormitories, counting down to their 16th birthday. On the other, impossibly beautiful people party endlessly in a glittering paradise. This is Tally's world, where appearance determines everything. The setup sounds reasonable. Everyone becomes beautiful at 16. No more bullying based on looks. Tally spends hours studying magazine faces, imagining her future self with perfect symmetry. But when Tally sneaks across the river to visit her newly pretty friend Paris, their reunion feels wrong. He's still Paris, same laugh, same memories, yet fundamentally different. His scar from their blood oath vanished during the operation, erasing their shared history along with his imperfections. If we erase all physical traces of our experiences, do we lose part of ourselves? The city's architecture reinforces its values. Uglies live under strict rules and curfews. Pretties inhabit a world of perpetual pleasure. This division isn't just about beauty. It's about power, freedom, and who gets to make choices about their own life. Enter Shay, another ugly with Tally's birthday, who asks a question that changes everything. Why is everyone so obsessed with being pretty? For Tally, raised on the promise of transformation, this challenge feels almost heretical. Being pretty isn't just about looks, it's about belonging, acceptance, finally being good enough. Their friendship develops through hoverboarding adventures and discussions about their impending operations, yet their perspectives diverge dramatically. While Tally eagerly anticipates her transformation, Shay questions the entire premise. When Shay runs away days before her operation, special circumstances, the government's intimidating enforcers, makes Tally choose, find the smoke and betray its location, or remain ugly forever. Tally accepts the mission, carrying a tracking pendant that will signal authorities when activated. She tells herself she's not really betraying anyone. She'll just take a quick look, then come back and get pretty. But as she journeys toward the smoke, following Shay's trail through wilderness she never knew existed, something unexpected happens. She begins to change. The smoke shatters Tally's expectations. No advanced technology or disposable goods. People work with their hands, building from salvaged materials and growing food. They even cut down trees, horrifying to city-raised Tally, taught that human interference with nature is the ultimate sin. Yet these runaways chose this hardship over pretty perfection. Experience, not ideology, transforms her perspective. She learns to start fires, purify water, navigate by stars. Her hands callous, her face accumulates scratches, imperfections the city would erase, but here, they're evidence of capability. When David gives her handmade leather gloves, she notices how different they feel from disposable city items. These gloves carry their creation story in every stitch, making them valuable in ways mass-produced perfection never could be. The smoke treasures what the city discards: uniqueness, history, the marks experience leaves on objects and people. When David calls Tally beautiful, she thinks he's mocking her. How could anyone find an ugly face attractive? But David sees beauty in her bravery, her growing competence, the way experiences write themselves on her face. Standardized pretty faces bore him because they're identical. They tell no stories. Most revolutionary is the smoke's relationship with nature. City residents view the natural world as something to control. Smokies live within nature's constraints, recognizing its power and beauty. Tally's first sunset outside the city rivals any manufactured fireworks. Natural wonders might surpass artificial ones. The revelation that transforms Uglies from cautionary tale to nightmare comes through David's parents, former city surgeons who discovered what the pretty operation really does. Beyond creating perfect faces, it creates brain lesions, deliberate damage to areas responsible for independent thought, creativity, and critical analysis. The operation doesn't just make people pretty, it makes them compliant. The vapid behavior of pretties, their party obsession, peculiar slang, inability to focus, aren't cultural quirks, but symptoms of intentional brain damage. The government creates beauty not for equality, but to ensure a docile population incapable of dissent. Only people in challenging jobs receive full mental capabilities. The effects become painfully evident when Tally encounters transformed Shay. Once rebellious and independent, Shay now obsesses over parties and fashion, her quick wit dulled to vapid small talk. When Tally invokes their history, Shay dismisses her concerns, claiming she simply grew up. Watching her friend's personality erased proves more devastating than any physical violence. This feels uncomfortably relevant today. We live in an era of Instagram face, a homogenized look millions pursue through filters and surgery. Westerfeld asks what we sacrifice when pursuing artificial beauty standards. Individuality, critical thinking, authentic connection. Are we already undergoing our own pretty operation, one filter at a time? Tally's tracking pendant becomes both literal device and metaphor, a physical manifestation of her guilty conscience. As she falls for David and learns the operation's truth, the pendant weighs heavier. She's no longer certain becoming pretty is worth betraying people who've welcomed her. When she throws the pendant into a fire, choosing loyalty over betrayal, the novel delivers its devastating twist. The pendant was designed to signal when damaged. Her attempt to do right inadvertently triggers what she hoped to prevent. Special circumstances attacks, destroying the smoke, killing David's father, and forcibly transforming captured Smokies into pretties. This moral complexity elevates Uglies above typical dystopian fare. Tally isn't hero or villain. She's a teenager making impossible choices in a corrupt system. Her betrayal was self-interested, then unintentional, yet the consequences remain catastrophic. When David learns she was the spy, his heartbreak is justified. Tally chooses atonement through sacrifice, volunteering to undergo the pretty operation so David's mother can test a cure, knowing the surgery will fundamentally change her thinking and potentially erase her love for David. The novel ends with Tally declaring, "Make me pretty," a statement that reads simultaneously as surrender, defiance, and sacrifice, inviting us to consider what constitutes authentic choice in a system designed to limit autonomy. In a world demanding conformity, Uglies reminds us that our imperfections make us human. The scars, asymmetries, and marks experience leaves aren't flaws to erase, but stories to honor, evidence we've lived, struggled, and survived. Westerfeld's dystopia feels like an exaggerated present. Filters are normalized, cosmetic procedures common, and social media creates impossible standards, leaving us perpetually inadequate. We may not face mandatory surgery at 16, but we face constant pressure to conform and present curated versions fitting algorithmic expectations. The novel's power lies in its central question: what are you willing to sacrifice to be accepted? Your appearance? Your relationships? Your independent thinking? In Tally's world, the government decides what's acceptable. In ours, it's social media, advertising, and internalized standards. But the effect is similar, narrowing what's considered beautiful and worthy. Uglies challenges us to resist this narrowing and see beauty in diversity rather than uniformity. What makes us different, our unique features, individual experiences, independent thoughts, makes us valuable. In a world selling conformity as freedom, choosing authenticity becomes radical. Your imperfections aren't mistakes. They're proof you're real, human, and irreplaceable.